Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Vicki Oliver's here. I know. I'm excited, too. Vicki's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's one of the top career development experts on the planet, probably in the galaxy. We're still checking on Mars. Sometimes she gets a little astral on us. She's the author of a number of books, including Bad Bosses, Crazy Coworkers, and Other Office Idiots. I know you can relate. She's our good friend, Vicki. Welcome back.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's good to have you.
Truly appreciate it.
We love having you on the show, Vicki. Thank you for being here. And, hey, Vicki, I loved your article that you wrote recently about how to navigate the quagmire of office politics. And when you're talking politics, you don't just mean Republicans and Democrats, right? You're talking about all the stuff.
Absolutely. I'm avoiding anything about Republicans and Democrats. But,
smart.
But I'm talking about office politics, the other kind of politics that can drive you
crazy. Little P, right?
Yes, little P.
So what's an example?
Okay. So let's say you work for two people, and the two people you work for always disagree with each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's an example. What do you do?
See, that happens in small businesses when you work for the husband and the wife who owns the company.
Yes.
You know, you're star-crossed immediately because they're husband and wife, right?
Exactly.
And then you
exactly.
throw the business in on top of it, and that's what we got out here on Main Street. What do you think?
Yeah. He said this. She said this. Don't believe a word she says. You know? I don't agree with that. So, I mean, when that happens, and I think it happens a lot, that you're working for two people who do not agree with each other, they don't see eye to eye, your strategy, you have to try to maintain your impartiality, even though it's difficult. It's usually, a lot of times there's like a bad cop and a good cop,
mm-hmm.
and your tendency may be to align yourself with the good cop. But I think the main thing that you have to realize is that this balance between them has probably existed before you got there.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to change the balance by aligning with one over the other, you know.
It'll probably be your nature too, because one or the other of them will be more like you.
Right, and they'll be nicer too. You know,
yeah.
They'll agree with you more.
Right.
They'll see the wisdom of your thinking.
And they'll manipulate you a little bit, maybe even.
They manipulate you because the balance has always been that mm-hmm. there's a bad cop and a good cop, that these two people disagree, and that's part of the company structure. And so the best thing you can do is really try to stay as impartial as you can. Don't side with one or the other.
One of the questions I would want to ask if I were that person working for these two, the first question I would ask would be, okay, somebody tell me how long these two have been like this in this business.
Right.
Because
right.
if somebody says, oh, they've been exactly like this for 15 years, then you need to realize, okay, that means other people have come and gone. These two have stayed. They're survivors.
They figured it out. They're survivors. You want to be like Switzerland. You know, you want to stay neutral.
Right. So that's hard, though, because at some point in time, if it really is dysfunctional, at some point in time, you're not going to be able to do your job.
That's probably true.
What do you do? Get the two together and say, guys?
Sometimes just being in a company and avoiding a bullet is the strategy to pursue, you
mm-hmm.
know, just for your own advancement.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's not so important whether the task gets completed or whether the place is dysfunctional. In any event, you're never going to make it functional.
So let's say that you're in a situation where you've been told to do something and it's contrary maybe to what you think another person would want. And then the first person says, I want you to do this. And then what would be wrong with you saying, or could you say, Would you mind shooting me those specifics in an email? And that way you got your backside covered.
I think that's a great idea. I think it's always a good idea.
I don't trust you. I'm going to use this against you. You just send, just to make sure that I have it clear. Would you, if you're in front of them, just say, all right, let me write this down. Say that again, please. And you write it down.
Right. And then you shoot the email.
Yeah, exactly.
This is my understanding of what you
good
said
idea.
This morning.
Mm-hmm. See, I do that with my corporate customers. I have corporate customers that I trust very, very much. And we'll make a deal together. And I'll say, would you mind if we memorialize this in an email? Even though I trust them implicitly, people get run over by trucks. And
it's just a good idea in general because emails are legal documents.
Yep.
So once it's down in an email, then you have living proof that the conversation took place.
What do you do about
going to rescue from the quagmire of office politics?
What do you do about a coddled a superstar? I love this one. A coddled superstar. The expert du jour, we used to call him that in a couple of businesses I worked in, the favorite du jour. What do you do about those people?
Right. So, I mean, when I say that, my definition of a coddled superstar is somebody who's pretty much coasting. You know, like in the old days, that person got in early, worked really hard, was brilliant on the team. But now, let's say she or he has been there for a few years, now they're just sort of coasting and they're kind of taking their elevated
They're dining out on what they did 10 years ago.
Exactly. So my thought here, often this will be a coworker of yours, somebody who's at your level, and you're resentful because they're not doing anything, and you're lifting the heavy load for them, However, my strategy is don't be the one who points out that this person is a problem.
That's a very dangerous strategy.
Proposed solutions when that person fails to do his job. That's the way to do it. Don't demean the employee's work. But know that somebody on staff will. You don't be the bad guy.
Right. But do your work, and if you do excellent work and that person doesn't, in time, things will be revealed.
In time, the polish around that person will tarnish.
Excellence. Power plays. The good guys don't always win in power plays. Oftentimes, unfortunately, the good guys don't win in power plays, but excellence always wins. 20 after the hour. We're going to be right back with Vicki Oliver. When we come back, we're going to talk about good old boy networks. You know anything about that? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.